This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Home Minister Amit Shah has said success has been achieved in curbing left-wing extremism in the last few years and this fight has now reached a decisive phase. He chaired a review meeting on left-wing extremism in New Delhi yesterday. Chief ministers, deputy chief ministers and other concerned officials of left-wing extremism affected states also attended the meeting. In his address, the Home Minister said, as a result of the government's zero-tolerance policy, the lowest level of violence and deaths has been recorded in 2022 in the last four decades. There has been a decline of more than 52% in left-wing extremism-related violence between 2014 and 2023, compared to the period from 2005 to 2014. Sikkim Chief Minister Shri Prem Singh Tamang has said that rescue operations are underway in full swing and that relief teams are putting all efforts towards ensuring that the displaced families are put on the path to normalcy at the earliest. The Chief Minister also visited disaster-affected areas yesterday. The Chief Minister announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. Meanwhile, the centre has constituted an inter-ministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods in Sikkim. The Union Home Ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state shortly and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. The centre also approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood-affected Sikkim. The devastating flash flood also claimed 26 lives. The State Disaster Management Department said 142 people, including army personnel, are missing. In Mumbai, 7 persons, including 2 minors, lost their lives after a major fire broke out at a 7-story residential building in Mumbai suburb of Goregaon yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pain at the loss of lives due to the fire mishap in Mumbai's Goregaon. In a social media post, he announced that an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Election Commission yesterday organized a briefing for general police and expenditure observers in New Delhi for the assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana. Addressing the meeting, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar directed the Commission's observers to ensure a level playing field by working in a coordinated manner to ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections. Around 1,180 officials attended the sessions. The Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das led Monetary Policy Committee MPC and decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. This is the fourth time in a row that the MPC has decided to maintain the status quo on the repo rate. The repo rate is the interest rate at which the RBI lends money to commercial banks. The decision was taken during the three-day MPC meeting of the RBI, which began on Wednesday. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Sports and Youth Affairs, Anurag Singh Thakur, has called upon the youth to become change-makers of Amrit Kaal. While interacting with the students at a program of a private university in Bhopal yesterday, Mr. Thakur said that the biggest responsibility rests on the shoulders of the youth to take the country's progress and development to greater heights. In his speech, Mr. Thakur highlighted the country's development journey so far and the achievements of the central government. Iranian human rights activist Narges Mohammadi has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize 2023 for her fight against the oppression of women. She remains in jail as she becomes the 19th woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize. She is among the leading human rights activists in Iran. Ms. Mohammadi has been arrested 13 times, convicted 5 times, sentenced to a total of 31 years in prison and got 154 lashes. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 95 medals, including 22 gold, 34 silver, 39 bronze. India is currently in fourth place in the medal tally after the 13th day. This is the country's best ever performance at the Asian Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.